Okay, so hey everybody, hey people of the Mics on Thoughts Out podcast. So today is going to be the first episode of this podcast, and I'm online right now on a very funny video call with Angel Ihekova.
Hi guys!
What's popping?
I only say what's popping. Okay, this is funny. However, today's topic, we wanted to go straight into the first date pips, because I already gave like a whole Q&A on my story, and everybody was really giving their shares of what they've seen and what they've hated. So Angel will start with hers, when she went for her first date and what happened to her. Her experience is go. So please, Angel, you got the floor.
Why do I have to start first?
Why are we doing this?
No, because like I was trying to remember which first date have I actually been.
My God.
Do you get?
My God. Like,
so this is going to get edited out, because now I'm actually thinking. Wait, why you meet people in their houses is also called like a first date, right?
Yes, it does. It's considered. I mean, isn't it considered? You're listeners, but it is.
Okay. So let me start there. Okay. So my first date experience, I can't really staple any like serious one, but I just remember this recent one that I went on. This guy I've been talking to for like a while. We're talking, but like I didn't think it would be that serious, because the guy's always been on my matter for quite a while. He texts me, then I'll not reply, and he has been asking to see me like for a very long time. So one time I just was supposed to go out, but I cancelled again. You guys, I have like serious anxiety when it comes to going out. Like, I think it's probably like social anxiety or something, because anytime it's time for me to go out, I will just find a way to cancel. But last after work, I decided, okay, let me just see this person after work, and he stays around my office side. So after work, he came, picked me up, and yeah. But the thing is that when he came to pick me, he opened the door normally. But I have this thing that as a guy, if you see a babe carrying something heavy and you don't offer to at least carry it, red flag.
Accuracy.
That's the red flag for me. Because yeah, like, as I am, find people like this, you know, say, let me help you lift that heavy thing you're carrying. Because I was carrying my laptop bag. He just, you know, went about his way. I was just there struggling with my bag. Said, okay. I put that one aside, entered his car. Then we drove to his place. The drive to his place was like quite long, because like there was traffic. No Lagos. And it's so funny, because the place we're going to was just like 2 minutes drive normally. But I swear to God, we spent close to 45 minutes on. It was crazy. So that's enough time for us to get to know ourselves. We're talking. He was a very good conversationalist. Do you get? Was able to carry. I enjoyed the talk. I enjoyed everything. The ride home was smooth and all of that. Ask questions. You know, all, because like I've noticed that whenever we text, doesn't really text so much. His only just to come online or ask you if you're down to see, and blah blah blah. And because he's like from that, sorry, that conversation we had, and he told me that he's more of like a meeting a person type of person, if I should say that. And we just asked questions about each other that we normally do online, but so much better than actually texting. We related a lot. I liked talking to him. He's one of those fun people you can talk to. Then got to his house. I didn't feel like eating, so he offered me something, but I said no. He just watched like a Netflix movie and chatted throughout the whole time, just making jabs at each other. Because one thing I like about me, I was like, I like banter. If you don't know how to banter with me, bye-bye. We can't move forward. There's no way we're moving forward, because like I can't stay with a boring person. So even when I'm throwing jabs at you, just looking at me like Olodo. So he was able to banter with me, so that was fun. Then, you know, this is what I say. first date? What not to do on the first date?
You didn't. Okay,
it was raining and the weather was sweet
and cold.
So how could I not? And a little girl was a bit horny. You get me?
You so get you.
I needed to satisfy a little bit faint. Cause you know like this thing guys do. So it was obvious he wanted to make up. But he likes to know the naked looks like your idea first. He will lean in, mama, I'm like, Jesus Christ, those kids already just get this thing moving. He will just be leaning, going back, leaning. I just had to grab his face and be like, please, I don't have the energy for this. That's not what to. So other things happened along the date. You know, one thing, I felt like he was a very, when you exaggerate things.
I'm just thinking of the word.
I'm really trying to remember the word right now. Let me just say exaggerated love, but even if, you know, that's not exactly what I'm trying
to say. Oh my god, wait, let me understand. Is it that you guys, he was giving the whole highlight of that, he knows how to do this, he's very good at that, and so when you guys did it, does it make sense?
He was overdoing.
Yay!
Basically. He was kind of overdoing. That's how we went to his kitchen. We went to his kitchen side, you know, we're talking, then we started making out. This nigga from nowhere has cleared the plate.
Like, what was that for?
I was very confused. What's going on? Calm down. Clear the whole kitchen set. Boy, no, grab me off that. Okay.
Wow.
That's what's up. And the annoying thing is that he's not even much. He's not like a good. For me, he's not a good kisser.
If Bro is listening to this podcast, what would you tell him right now?
His kissing was everywhere.
Oh my god, your bros.
And at that point, I was thinking, how can I move on? Like, how are we going to do this if you can't even kiss? Because, like, I was already horny by myself, and I felt like if he did at least try a bit, I could have at least gone to
the sex part.
Do you understand? Yeah. But, like, so I was just like, damn. This is not gonna work. At least for now. Maybe I can still talk to you, knowing that maybe with time I'll tell you that, bro, this is what I noticed. Maybe you can work on it. But after that, I just went home. And I was just thinking about, wow, what a
waste. Yes.
What a waste.
Just a waste. So,
my that's turn. What's up.
Guy, so you know, I've been going on several dates since I got to Abuja, and I've been literally like enjoying myself with the men's money. So I went out with this guy one time. Actually, if he's listening to this podcast, bro, I am not about to shade you or hide your name. Your name is Temitayo, bro.
Chioba. Where are we calling names?
This was painful. And so, like, we were out there, we were feeling cute, and then he was like, okay, he'd like to take me to this restaurant that's beside my office. And I was like, oh, that's fine, because I mean, the restaurant is not on the expensive side, so I felt like his budget wasn't that expensive. So we got to the restaurant, and then the lady asked me what I wanted, and I said I wanted rice and goat meat. And then the guy asked the lady, how much was it? And she said 2.5. Angel, this bro went like 2.5. If I cook rice and stew, she go reach 2.5.
Jesus Christ, you lie.
Bro, I said the garage should have opened, swallowed me, taking me to wherever Jesus was. I said,
Jesus Christ.
Nigga, I was looking at this guy like, and I was really having a bad day at work.
That means you can't go on dates in Lagos now. Just stay in his house.
I had to ask the bro, like, I had to give him the eyes of what are you doing? So the sister, the waitress, was looking at me like, sister to sister, what did you bring to our restaurant? I could not even look right because the older lady that was coming in was asking if I was okay because I felt very uncomfortable. So she now asked me, the waitress was like, oh, what would I like to drink? Like, you know, that kind of to test the existing problem waters. And I was like, I wanted a milkshake. And then the guy was not like that. How much is not that one? She now said 4,000. And the guy was like, 4,000. I could pay 4,000, I could pay 2,500. Wouldn't be that. Should I do it for my house? How much
Jesus
you do?
Jesus Christ. I don't put, please just let me pay my shit. Don't worry. I'll pay.
Bro, what's that? I actually had to stand up, pick my stuff, took my card, went to pay for my shit, and I told the guy straight up, please do not ever text me again. Because if 2,500 is your problem at age 35, what am I supposed to be doing with you?
Wow,
with
35, that's sad.
Very, I could not. I could not do that. I just had to like, bro, nah.
That's correct.
That day.
I am looking cute for this waist.
So, I wasn't even looking cute. That was I was looking cute. I mean, I was coming back from work. Work in my life is disaster. But I was expecting some certain level of like, you know, intentional,
actually,
whatever.
And like, so you think the whole bill was just like 6K plus. You can't afford 6K plus.
My baby. But if you want to carry
your
woman out,
do you understand? Your priorities are
Oh my, that day was very crazy. So I don't even know. I don't know what to say. I didn't even talk to him anymore. And then he started complaining that after that they didn't like, it's like I don't want to see him anymore. I'm like, what do I want to see?
Why would I exactly?
What do I want to say? I don't know, man. But maybe somebody among the listeners will probably have a different overview of what must have probably happened. But nah, it wasn't working for me. Maybe it will work for you.
But then again, if you think about it,
Thank you. Did you not know the menu? I don't know, man.
Do you understand?
Like, that was weird. However, so one of the whoever that replied my Q&A was like, she went on a date with somebody and the person came out with his best friend. And she was like, is this one an usher? Why are you with your best friend? What is supposed to happen? I think I have heard these stories more often where you go on a date with a babe, she comes with her friend, a guy comes with his
exactly.
guy. What is that for?
Babe, sorry. What are you bringing your guy for?
Like, what am I supposed to do with your guy? Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. Am I here to prick your guy? Or is this like a threesome now?
Do you understand? Exactly what I was saying. Like, what's going on?
Nah, I just don't know. I just think people do not understand the value of having a good first date. First impressions matter. So why are you bringing somebody that doesn't make like
first date can make or break like whatever relationship you're thinking of having with that person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Then second person was saying how he went on a date with the babe, and then babe was with her phone. All true. That's disaster. Like the most I ever did.
That's disrespectful.
Like,
I'm taking time out of my life to see you. I expect at least we're going to have some conversations, and then you're just on your phone. What do I look like? Like I'm here to fund your
big. I don't understand your lifestyle. Your sponsor the lifestyle. That's disgusting. Like, I don't know. I feel like whenever I go on a date with a guy, I actually take their phones. Like, I saw every single person that is listening to this podcast that's gonna even use this. I must take your phone. Why are you even taking pictures of the food? Like, bro, chill. Before we, I don't know. Okay, Angel right now be scratching her eyes. She is like, wow. Nah, okay. I'm so sorry. I don't like it. I'm not a big fan.
Good food needs to be appreciated.
Okay, there is that. But I mean, if it's just one time, if just once or twice, it makes actual sense. I mean, maybe for content creators, if you're a content creator friend out there, yes, I would allow you to do such a thing. But Angel, you're not. Angel, you fix nails for a living.
I wasn't trying to have like Instagram. I thought I saw people come to my page. Oh, nice page.
So that's what we're doing now. We'll be hurting other people for Instagram pictures.
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
It's just like 2 minutes of your time. In fact, it might not be up to 2 minutes. A minute, less than a minute. I take a picture and we're going on with our lives.
Wow. But I will still condone that. I hate that shit. I'm saying it out loud. In case you want to take me on a date, please do not bring your phone along.
But from your own point of view,
yeah.
The guy is taking pictures of your phone. Why
are
the guy? Why is he taking pictures?
What did they post? What are they? I don't know, man.
That's not for you.
I swear. I feel like maybe everybody here has a different personal perspective of these things. Maybe I'm just different. She's different. You are different, Jigga, but I feel like all of us should take note of the other person on the table. How does that person feel? Do you understand? You don't just do things like you're doing it out there. Like, that's messy. I just feel so. So the third person was like, she went on a date with her boyfriend then, her ex-boyfriend. And then the guy was like stuck up with his friend that literally just came in to the restaurant. So you know that kind of thing when I go out with you and then someone like Courage comes in, and then you leave me and start talking to Courage from the beginning to the end, and you literally leave me there sitting cute.
What? I want
to exactly like what is that? People be going on dates.
Do you understand? Like, do you understand the meaning of dates? What's going on? Like, why would you be on a date with me and not leave me and talking to somebody else? Are you crazy?
I don't know, man.
Because I came here to wait. I don't have anything to do in my life. I came here to waste my time. Just sit outside and be looking at somebody, have conversations with another person.
Like,
that's
like,
what I came out to do.
I should have actually just brought my own friend or only my friend should have walked in. Do you get? But I don't know. People be doing the most. Okay, so I won't forget. There's this other one time. So my friend here texted me that she went on a date apparently with a speaker. He's a speaker for them cute communities in Abuja that has to do with entrepreneurs and everything. So the guy apparently really told her that he had a thing for that night, but he didn't. He told her it was going to last till 7. Their dates would have started by 7:30 to like 12, 1, you get that kind of thing. Do you know Baba literally spoke in that whatever till like 12? So when do you know this girl sat down and waited till 12?
Jesus Christ.
I can't. Nigga, I laughed. Hey, people are doing the most out here. Auto for first dates.
This girl was supposed to be by 7:30.
Did not even happen.
Oh, I'm looking at number one to the house. I
just broke
your number.
Like, it was even messy because the guy didn't even pay for her boat home. So everything was just a calculated mess. Like,
what the fuck?
I said, what the fuck? Like, I was so irritated. And I felt her pain because that is what was planned. I think she already had like this thing for the guy. So she was expecting a whole lot. You know that when feelings come with expectations.
Yeah.
So I think she was expecting a whole lot, and that day was just a mess. And I was like, bro, people be crazy. You and I out of this place, you know, like mad.
I don't understand you. Men really need to go online and check what a first date consists of, or what at least a date consists of. Because like they are really acting mad.
I don't know, man. Because when she told me that, I just told her that, bro, just come home. I even allowed her to stay at my place because she was really irritated and everything. So she just wanted somebody to like love up with at that point. I was like, just come over. Nah.
That kind of thing is needed because I'll go to my house and just sleep because disappointment will be too much.
Yeah, I swear. So for me, yeah, first date for all your listeners, first date, first thing first, please, mom, don't be late. We know they beg you come. Don't come like 10 minutes
yes.
after. You don't own Abuja, neither do you own Lagos. Please come early. That's the first thing.
Yeah.
Second thing, okay, is from Angel's side. Don't go out there giving us like into to I will do this, I will do that. In case maybe we are already saying that we're gonna play nasty after the dinner.
Don't
give me the highlights. Don't go fuck up, nigga. Please, we've all had like crazy ass sex out here. So don't give us the news. Just do your thing and get the fuck. You get that kind of thing. Don't say too much. Then for somebody like me, if you know you're going to take me out, please know the menu. Please know your budget. Don't make me. Don't disgrace me. I'm a known person. I'm a big girl out there. Thank you. Just put it out there.
Period.
Exactly. Like, please don't.
Please be a gentleman. Be a freaking gentleman. You're going on a date, especially maybe if you're going to pick somebody up. Be a gentleman. Let the person have a good perception of you. Open doors for the person. You know, bring up chairs for the person. Lift things up at least for the person. No, just be a gentleman and show the person that you have good home training. And you know how to treat a lady right, because you don't expect me to, you know, think about being in a relationship with you if you can't even do at least littlest things that a gentleman is supposed to do or a person is supposed to do in regards to meeting somebody first. Do you get?
Yes, we get. We all get. Yes, mommy.
Exactly.
Then the fourth one is, please, whenever you're about to take a babe out and you speak her, speak and just tell her you're not going to make it daddy. Don't waste our time till 12. I'm just saying, on behalf of my friend, don't waste our time till like 12 a.m. Are you a fucking idiot? Okay, that's just... Okay, so what's the fifth one, Angel? What's supposed to be the fifth one, I beg?
What should be the fifth one? Okay, you mentioned that already. Just adding to what you said before, let's just budget right. Like, work according to a budget. We're not telling you, take this person to a five-star restaurant, take this person to the biggest place in your area. Just budget right. If you can afford this, do that. And as a guy, you should know that it's only right for you to pay for the bill. That's just simple
mathematics. I swear. Angel, I think you just shook the table. That table now that is existing with feminism and 50-50, you just scattered that table.
No, I don't do that for feminism anymore. If I'm coming to meet you, say you want to see me, I'm not paying for shishi, I'm not splitting bills. Don't expect me to split any fucking bills.
Like, what would brought up this splitting bills thing?
If I wanted to split bills, I'd go out with my friends. I'm not splitting any bills.
Nah. I meet a guy for the first time and then the guy is asking me, what do you think about 50-50? 50 waiting 50. Nigga.
You want 50-50? Go and find the girl that's going to do 50-50.
Nah, it's not us. She's not us. Nah. I don't do 50-50. Because I know, I know the guy I started, playing with in Abuja here. We do not do 50. I literally enjoy. Please.
And that's how it's supposed to be.
Period.
That's it.
Yeah. So with this last few points of ours, I hope we've been able to, what are we going to say, convince now?
Sorry.
Yeah.
And I would also say this generally for both the men and the women.
Yeah.
Like manners. Ooh. Like being on the first date requires manners. You're on a date with someone and you're being rude to people around you, like gates men, to probably your waiters.
Don't do that.
I'm running away.
I swear.
Why are you so rude? Like a waiter being something, going in, you're trashing the person up. Oh, your mother did not train you well.
Jesus.
You did not come from the house.
Jesus.
Why are you acting like a mad person?
Bro, I think.
Manners. Because, it goes a long way. Because I will see you as somebody that doesn't have sense. That's just it. Because, why are you behaving like a mannerless fool? Do you understand? So you have to have manners, man or woman.
Yeah, and to put that out. To put that out. So yes, and also across to the restaurants, please focus on your customer service. So I went to this place yesterday night with one certain guy, and bro, they were just acting up the most. Guy, there was no food, there was no proper chair. Everyone was soaked up because it was raining yesterday, so everyone was just filled up with water. The food was shitty. The waiters were rude. So even the boss that was there, she told them to move, and then they're looking at her like, wait till they talk. And I'm like, bro. So yes, if you do own restaurant, please check out for that. Customer service is poor. I will really tag that restaurant. I swear, I will drag them. Yeah, I promise everybody. I already told you I'm going to drag. He said I'm free. So yes.
And additional stuff here, and for first date, you should also not be afraid to think outside the box. It shouldn't all be about restaurants, it shouldn't all be about movies. You should not be afraid to think outside the box. You can go on picnic dates, game dates, games dates,
bowling,
go to other places like bowling. Do you understand? Because moving around gets people talking. So you should not be afraid to think outside of the box when it comes to first dates. Not every time we're going to eat. Every time we're going to eat, because
get
sometimes boring. You go and eat and you're just tired. At that point, this food has not been, I don't sleep. I can't continue again. Do you get?
Yeah, we get.
So that's it.
Okay, so thank you guys for listening to this episode, and please leave comments. Love us up. Tell us what you don't like about what we said. We are still going to shake your table. See that table, we'll shake it. This podcast, we are here to shake tables. You're gonna cry.
It's going to choke.
You go cry. So no, they think I'm rude. No, come here, they form gallant. Now you do alright. Thank you so much. Please leave a review. Yes, please leave comments and reviews. God will bless you. Let all of us
share to your guys too.
Yeah, any point you like about the podcast, exactly. Share to your guys. Tell them, oh my god, say to this babe talk. We go like them. Thanks. Bye. Thank you.
season.